It's Monday, September the 7th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Glavin.
I'm Anthony.
This is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the world. Full house tonight, which includes both Glavin and Anthony and studio audience.
Woo-woo!
Yay.
They're back.
Yeah, TJ's back from touring the world.
He's here. By the world, it means LA.
Yep.
Pretty much is the world. He couldn't handle the fame, came back, secluded Canada.
Exactly. Sometimes you just need a little bit of respite from your busy life.
Exactly, so exactly.
That's why he's back. Anyways, this week, it's a regular show, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, just get into it.
Go.
So I'm going to open up with some Nintendo news.
What?
Nintendo has released a 3DS, and then they released a new 3DS. That new 3DS is finally coming to America.
You mean the new 3DS, not XL?
Yeah.
Okay.
That one.
The new 3DS XL is here.
The one that has the swappable faceplates.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
There is a catch.
You gotta buy a whole new system.
Nope. It's only coming in the Animal Crossing bundle.
Yeah. Yay!
And by Animal Crossing, I mean the Animal Crossing board game bundle.
The one where it's like, wait, the one where it's like Mario Party but Animal Crossing?
Yes.
Yeah, man. Oh, do I want a rare 3DS that badly?
See, if I bought it, the first thing I would do is switch out the plates.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't look rare.
I wouldn't even open it. Just leave it. I don't think it'd be worth anything, to be honest.
Because
okay. It's not like a Zelda, it's not a Mario.
But it's the fact that that system is only coming out in that package.
I believe, you know...
Unless they're going to release it later.
Yeah, I have no, like... I'm sure early next year, all five colors.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, so, I don't know. But yeah, no, that's good news for everybody. Even if they released all the different colors, I still wouldn't have bought it. Just because I would have... The big screen is too beneficial to my needs. I don't want to have to downsize to something smaller. But that's me. I'm old. I don't bring my thing around anymore.
This is our North American values... Bigger, better.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't bring my 3DS around.
I do.
I know you do.
I do. I leave it at people's places.
Yeah,
too.
It's been here at my house for the past week. So, you definitely bring it around. Yeah, uh-huh. Anyways, that's it.
What?
So, Anthony, regale me with your week pick.
I got some Nintendo news, dog.
Oh, yours is also Nintendo?
Yeah. Yo, Ace Attorney 6 got announced. And it's also coming to North America.
As a digital download?
For the 3DS, they have not said whether or not it's going to be a digital download or not.
What do you mean for the 3DS?
The game is coming out for the 3DS. It's being developed for the 3DS.
Okay.
But they haven't announced if the Western release will be digital only or if it'll be in a cart. Because the Dual Destinies game, the last one, was digital only in North America.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah, so Phoenix Wright's back. He's looking older, looking more confident. He's in this weird, like... It's a courtroom that's, like, has, like, a lot of the spiritual hints to it or kinks to it. And there's, like, some sort of special mirror in the center of the courtroom. Like, on the floor.
Yeah.
And apparently that mirror is supposed to play in somehow to, I guess, new gameplay mechanics within Phoenix Wright.
Cool.
But, yeah, man, the sixth game in the series coming out.
Is it actually Phoenix?
Yeah, it's actually Phoenix, for real. It's not Apollo Justice.
All right. Because, you know, when it went to Apollo, it's kind of like...
I heard that game's really good.
Oh, I'm sure it is, but it's not Phoenix.
Ah, true.
It's not Phoenix and Maya.
I really wanted them to bring over the one that was set in feudal Japan. The one that just came out, the spinoff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they didn't.
No.
And I don't know how to read Japanese, so...
We'll learn.
Maybe I will, Vince, all right? Got my case.
Yeah, do you know who can read Japanese?
Not Blavin.
Well, can you not Blavin?
I gotta read a little bit.
Well, there
Damn.
You go.
Damn.
So, Blavin, tell me what your pick of the week is.
So, my pick of the week is actually something that's, unlike you two, already released in North America.
Oh, snap.
It's a new toy that actually came out, and that took me by surprise. It is the
took new... Took you by surprise?
Actually, yeah. So, it was the new droid from Sphero, the guys who made, like, this ball that you can control using the app on your phone, based on the new R2-D2 from...
Oh, the soccer ball?
What?
The soccer ball R2-D2?
Yeah, BB-8,
mm-hmm.
I think it is. But what I didn't realize is that it's super popular. It sold out at the store I was at for like immediately. Like, first hours of the day, it was all gone. Hmm. And people are raving about it online, how it's, like, one of the best toys this year. Seriously! These people love this thing because it can project holograms and stuff like that.
Oh!
Yeah, it's apparently it's really, really cool. So, have you guys heard anything about this?
Yes. Even I saw people using it on Periscope, and they're all like, check out my new toy, yay!
Is that actually, does it look cool? It looks does the head stay in the top?
I think I saw
one. I bought it.
What?
I bought it, yeah.
Are you playing with it?
No, because I sold it because I knew it was hot shit.
Yeah, did you sell it for more than...
Uh-huh.
See, the thing is that... Again,
monster!
Tying it with my week, I was at Fan Expo.
Scumbag.
I went to Fan Expo just for a little bit, yeah. And the people there, they said, man, look what I got at the Disney store. I got one of the BB-8s, and then everybody's like, whoa, good, like... Man, this thing apparently just sold out like super quickly.
Do you know how much it costs?
$150.
In Canada, it's $200.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's $150 US, and it's like, it's not as it's much smaller when you see it in person. It's like the size of your fist.
Oh, I heard there's a big version and a small version.
Nope, they're the same.
What? Okay.
I like swore I saw a picture of the RC one.
Yeah, I swear I saw a picture of like two different size one, and one was way bigger.
Maybe the other one was supposed to be the real one.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
So basically, a little bit of backstory: the Sphero team who made this toy.
Yeah.
They're the guys who actually made the real one.
The Sphero, yeah. I know. Yeah.
They made the real life size model.
Oh,
for Star Wars.
What? Really? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
They're the team who did that. Oh. And then to market it for like, hey, this is gonna be the hottest Christmas toy this year, they downsized it as much as they could. Remove some of the real ones features, and then, yeah. Basically, the way it works is, think of a hamster ball.
Yeah.
It's like that, where it's counterweighted at the bottom, so it rolls. But how the head connects, I don't know how it works exactly, but I'm pretty sure it's two magnets.
Makes sense.
And then, because when you see it in action, the head actually moves forward first.
Yeah.
And then when inertia kicks in, it comes back.
Maybe it's like... The weight at the bottom has a pole with magnets to the top of the pole?
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool the way it works. It's also got a mini... Like, the reason it's so expensive is they've got, like, this very low-level AI, so it learns its surroundings, so it knows its boundaries. Kind of like those...
vacuum cleaners?
Yes.
What are those? Roombas? Roombas, yeah.
Yeah.
Kinda Roomba, like that. Roomba.
Yeah.
Roomba, that's what I said.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, when you said you were going to talk about the BB-8 today, I thought a new BlackBerry phone came out.
Is it called the BB-8?
No, I thought that's what you were going to talk about. I'm like, why are you going to talk about a BlackBerry phone?
Yeah.
Push BlackBerry's on 10 now.
Yeah. Whatever. I don't know.
But yeah, man, it looks sick. And I didn't realize that this was going to be a huge thing. I thought that people would only buy it because they like BB-8 from the movie, but I guess it doesn't even matter.
No, it's a cool toy.
Yeah.
Like, it's really cool. I would get one for myself, but...
Would you, though?
It's a lot of money.
$200!
Yeah.
And what are you talking about? You're rolling in it now because you just sold one. Go buy another one.
Yeah, no. No.
That's not how economics works, bro.
Yeah, man. You don't immediately sell what you earn or you spend what you earn.
Yeah, what? That's not how that works?
That's Anthony's economics.
Yeah.
Where are my savings at?
Anthonomics.
Anthonomics. I'm gonna also add on to your little pick because my real pick is Force Friday.
Yeah. What?
I'm sorry, what?
So,
I had to deal with that on the retail side.
Yeah, of course you did. I bet you had to. It was a big deal. It's basically, it's we all know Star Wars Episode 7 is coming out on Christmas.
Yeah.
And the marketing team has been tight-lipped on information regarding the movie. But because Christmas is coming up, the biggest thing for Christmas in Star Wars are toys, right?
Yeah.
And so Force Friday, September the 4th, was the day when all the stores would finally be allowed to sell the entire Christmas lineup of Star Wars toys, which includes this RC BB-8 and all these collector level toys or just basic toy sets and Lego sets and whatnot. And it was crazy because I haven't seen this much attention surrounding toys in forever. YouTube did this huge thing where they took all the biggest YouTubers.
Okay.
And they, like, internationally, and they all took them to the YouTube studios internationally, like in London and then like the ones in Japan, whatever. And then as the time zones would hit midnight each place around the world, a YouTube personality would unveil the newest toys.
Whoa.
Like, it was a big fucking deal. To toy collectors, it made no sense because then you saw people like PewDiePie opening up toys and was like, why the fuck would a What the fuck? Why do I care what he thinks about it?
Because he's PewDiePie.
No, and that's exactly it. Right? Right? The best one was, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Evan's Tube HD.
No.
No, he's like this little boy. He's like got, I don't know, a couple million subs.
What?
He's made like $4 million.
Why?
I don't know. Because he just sits there. Like, he's like, when he started, I think he was like four.
Oh, so is it just pure kid joy captured on camera?
Yeah. And now he's like 8, 9, 10.
And he's like, I got this.
And he's rolling the dough, right? Oh, I want to believe. Because it's obviously set up all by his father who does all the filming.
Oh, yeah.
I want to believe his father's just like working him. Like.
Yeah, no, that's 100%.
Yeah, like, and I want to believe he fucking hates toys. Like, I want this kid.
Evan is tired of toys. He's going to grow up and he's like, I fucking hate toys.
Yeah,
like, I just want to be an accountant.
I hope that's it. I hope that's it. I think, yeah, he opened up, He actually unveiled the BB-8 and the Lego Star Wars Millennium Falcon, I think in Los Angeles.
Cool.
Which was really neat, but it was cool. It was a cool event, and then, of course, I attended Force Friday at midnight at Toys R Us.
Mm-hmm. And?
Holy shit, a lot of fucking nerds in the world.
Our podcast is literally called 300.
I mean, like, there's levels, right?
Oh my god, this ties into my week so well.
Fuck, man. Is this like
no, like
the level of nerds that don't shower?
Like, this is like bottom of the barrel scumbag level.
Okay, it's okay, we're gonna move this into my week.
Wait, yeah. Hold on. Oh, I want to talk about Armika.
No, it's okay. One sec. So I went to Fan Expo because I went for the Magic tournament, right?
Yeah.
My friend and I were walking in Expo, and we had this conversation, actually. We're like, he pats me on the side, he goes, you know what, man? I'm like, what? I'm so glad we're not like them. I'm like, what are you talking about? We're nerds too. He's like, but look.
Yeah, look with your eyes, with your nose.
No,
yeah.
He's like, but like, I'm like, we look normal, like if we weren't Magic players, right? Like, you know what I mean? Mm. And he's like, but these people, like, I'm like, well, I guess Magic players, the best people are smart. Mm-hmm. So they know that they need to keep up appearances and like shower and stuff. But some of the people there, you can tell that they didn't, like, you walk by them and it's just like,
yeah.
Whoa. And like, they look very unkempt and stuff. And
how many fedoras did you see at Fan Expo?
But the thing was that somebody listened, like, or heard as they passed by one of them.
Yeah.
Like, one of those kind of people being like, oh my god, I can't believe that girl's cosplaying like that. It's it's offensive to my eyes. And my friend was like, look at you. It's like, how can you be saying that about them? Like, you know what I mean?
You look like a pile of garbage. Yeah.
And then we realized that there's like a different type of nerd, like the really like pretentious type of nerd that's like makes me very angry.
Is it me?
No. But like, you know, the ones who think that they're better than everyone else.
Yeah. It's Anthony.
What? Hey, I'm pretentious in an artsy fashion. I don't know about being better than people.
But you know what I mean? Like, the nerds who take themselves too seriously kind of thing. And
yeah.
Like,
yeah. But, you know, like, you know, I attend a lot of conventions.
Bottom of the barrel.
I see a lot of different people, especially in the toy community. I think the toy community is probably like accounted for like the worst possible nerds there are.
I don't know, man.
What do you mean by worst? Like, bad. Smelling or like attitude wise?
I think in general.
Like, everything?
Yeah, like, and from public perception, they are kind of viewed as, like, the worst.
Even more so than, like, maybe, like if I went to Anime North?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
Yeah.
Toy nerds are the worst?
Yeah, I think of most of the scene, yeah, generally, yeah.
Hmm.
Why, are they just entitled? Are they just bragging?
No, because they're the ones that most people, I think, have the least amount of relatability to.
Okay.
Oh.
Right? Like, you could see, like, tech nerds, and, like, people will be like,
I got a phone.
That guy's got a phone, but he's like, I got a phone. I guess I understand. You know, car nerds are like, we all drive cars.
Yeah.
You know, and video games are becoming way more prevalent and stuff. But toys are so like, interlinked with children that's all you can see when you see an adult. When you see someone like me walking down the aisles of Toys R Us being like, uh-huh, that's mine. Do you need a gift receipt? No, it's for me.
Right.
Yeah. But no, so yeah. Well, anyways, what I was going to say was, I'm usually not very judgmental on the toy community, but man.
Yeah, you are. Oh,
holy shit.
You're the most judgmental person that I know.
Yeah, sure.
Well, now we're just feeding into the thing where we think we're better than other nerds.
Oh, of course. No, but, totally, yeah.
No, I... Whoa.
I can't believe we're not like them. It's so good.
Yeah. I did say that on more than one occasion when we were all walking and we're like, man, we look good compared to...
You said that to me on more than one occasion.
Yeah.
We're just walking down the street and we're like, Blavin, what are you talking about?
Don't worry, I keep it real here. I tell these two that they're both kind of nerdy and unwanted.
I can look nerdy. I'm looking nerdy right now.
Yeah. But yeah, so Force Friday happened. I bought some toys at midnight.
Yeah.
I bought two Stormtroopers because, you know, everybody wants Stormtroopers. You know, walked out of the Toys and each of them are $24.
Yeah.
Walked out of the Toys R Us, got offered $100 for the pair, got rid of them.
Actually?
Yep. Wow. Yep.
Like some guy just outside.
Because he really wanted them.
He just saw you.
So like, you were walking out and you just happened to be the person to hey, dog.
Did you know what is in your bag or like, did you have them?
I don't ask for bags. I have them in my hands.
You actually.
No waste plastic.
Yeah, because I don't need them. I never ask for plastic bags just because what am I going to do with them? I'm going to throw up this packaging anyway of the toy. So that's just one less thing I have to
worry
about.
But you bought five of them, I saw.
Ah, so that's the next part of my story.
Wait, you went to the back.
So after midnight, after the big rush, you guys know I like to cycle. So I got up at 5 a.m. to do my two-hour cycling route. Walmart opens at 7, and I figured, you know what? If I just extend my route out a little bit, I can hit Walmart at opening. I got to Walmart. Sure enough, there was a couple of nerds, and I feel bad right now. They were really overweight.
Did you run in the store?
They were obese, and they were sweating waiting for it, and I'm like, this is too easy.
Did you just bolt? Oh my god!
Did you actually just bolt it?
So you know when you enter like a Walmart, there's like a couple aisles?
Yeah.
I ditched to one of the aisles, and when no one could see me, I ran to the aisle. And then when I was out in the open, I power walked it.
I thought you would have just like, as the doors open, just boom! And just.
I can only see what it was like in my head.
This is 7 in the morning. I'm full, like, I'm sweating. I'm in my cycling stuff.
She just rode your bike into Walmart.
I got there, so I was able to lock it up. And then I got to the toy section, and I knew what were the hot items from the night before. Like, I knew what people wanted. So I was like, I'm going to buy all the stuff that I know will sell.
The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah. And I was like, done.
Was that the whole stock?
No, they had tons, but I left behind the things that no one wants.
Oh, okay. All right.
And you know what?
You walked by those guys, and they're just like, fuck.
Yeah, they're like, did he get the last Stormtrooper? And those friends like, I think so. I'm like,
well, you heard them?
Yeah.
Wait, were you behind the aisle hiding with this stuff in your hand?
Like, I was walking like both arms full, just like, and you can see what I had, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, is there any more Stormtroopers? Like, no, that guy got them.
Like, oh my god, he calls us villains.
I felt kind of bad because like I could
you monster.
Because when we were all waiting at the doors to open, I could hear them like, "You excited?" "Yeah, I'm excited." I'm like,
"You crushed their dreams. Oh. You piece of garbage."
So you're basically the scum.
You didn't even want them.
I know.
You're the scalper I have to talk to people about.
Scumbag.
See, you know what? I usually don't do the scalping thing, but with this, because it was such a big event, I was like, "This is such an easy opportunity for me to make some money."
Like, I talk to my friends all the time about, like, scalpers in the toy community, because you tell me about them.
Yeah.
Like, my magic friends, because, I mean, we always have the supply of cards that we need, except, you know, when things are rare at the event, right? But you!
Yeah.
I never thought you'd be a scalper.
I only do it when I know it's a surefire thing. Like, I know I can, like, I don't...
You're not just pre-ordering things on a whim.
Right, like, I'm not taking the gamble. I only take the guaranteed risk.
Monster.
That was amazing.
But yeah, and then at the end, I also, you know, bought a power bar because I had to bike home still and I was hungry for breakfast.
So what did you do with the stuff?
I sold all the stuff that I wanted to sell off.
Yeah.
Did you sell to those guys?
No, just other people. But yeah, so I sold them all, and then I kept one Stormtrooper for myself.
Nice.
Because I really like the new Stormtrooper design.
Wow. So your one Stormtrooper purchase became like 7.
Okay, so
well, it became like negative because he sold all the rest for more than he got them for.
One, that's the thing.
Let me try and paint you a picture, okay?
Okay.
These guys
paint it.
Probably knew that this day was happening.
Of course, everybody knew this day was happening.
The night before,
they had to work the midnight shift, so they couldn't go at the midnight release.
No. I'm gonna make this keep this realistic.
Right.
They were probably really excited before they went to bed. And they're like, I gotta go to sleep early so I can get up early so I can go. Like, they were planning for this, Vince.
Mm-hmm.
And you, just for like, man, I'm just gonna take an extra 10 minutes and take this joy away from people.
Do not feel sorry for these grown-ass men who want their toys. Feel sorry for the kids who have to come to Walmart after school and realize there's no product because all these 30-year-old men have bought everything on the shelves.
Got a point.
No, I think it's more heart crushing in the moment.
No. Yeah, the reason...
I mean, hold on. I'm not saying I'm a good person. I'm not trying to say that here. I understand. I have committed a moral crime. But whatever, man.
But damn,
you guys know I'm a business student.
Oh, my God.
So was I. You don't see me doing this.
Yeah, but you switched to child, whatever.
I switched to computer programming.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy.
Oh,
I do feel bad for the kids. Think about their children.
I don't. Those kids don't deserve it. You know what? These things restock quick. Like, they're gonna restock quick.
Then how come people have to get them so early?
Because they want
them now. It's an impatience thing. Why do you think Anthony has to buy games on release day?
Right, Anthony.
No, I know. What? Don't look at me.
You know, like, people...
I understand my problem.
People really need to buy it. I'll tell you about my problem. Like, for example, that one Stormtrooper I kept, that was actually released earlier in the year at San Diego Comic-Con. And people were paying upwards of, like, $150 just for one of those.
And now it's, like, $15.
Yeah, it's, like, $20 at the store. If you can find it, right?
So you're saying if I find one, I should buy it and sell it.
Yeah, if you ever see a Stormtrooper on the shelf, like a 6-inch Black Series, just buy it. You could probably sell it. Because a lot of fans love to army build, right? They want, like, I want my one Vader, and I want a million white dudes behind them.
Did you get the white one?
Yeah.
What's that one where it's, like, in samurai armor?
Oh,
the Captain Phasma?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm in love with Captain. That's the one I couldn't find.
The silver one?
Yeah, where she's all chromed out.
You should have told. Oh, chrome. Never mind.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Kylo Ren or. Wait, are you talking about the one in all black?
I'm talking about the one that just has samurai armor on. It's like a samurai helmet.
Oh, that's something else.
Okay.
No, the one we saw was just never mind. It was just silver.
Well, it's probably silver and she has like a cape off to one side.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Captain Phasma.
We didn't see that one. We didn't see that.
Okay. Because in the movie. She looks like a chrome tin.
This one?
Ah, oh, it's sweet.
Like, and she's giant. She's like a giant.
Yeah, no. He's talking about Kylo Ren. This one.
Oh, the
No, it was like a special edition thing where it was a stormtrooper. But
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. You're talking about movie realization, but they're like by PlayArt's Kai or something.
Oh,
or Bandai.
Oh, those ones.
What? Yeah.
Those ones are cool.
Are PlayArt's Kai any good yet?
A lot of people like them. I think they're way too expensive.
Yeah, so, like, Fran got announced from Final Fantasy XII.
She's like $120.
She's like $150!
Yeah. Like, it looks cool. It's
but, like, I remember when I bought PlayArt's Kai before, they were, like, $30. Like, $20.
Yeah. I mean, they're nice. PlayArt's Kai, like, the...
Did they upgrade them? Like, are they worth the $100?
I don't know. They're a lot bigger, and... You know, the reason they're so expensive is because they're each hand-painted.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But, cool.
Yeah. But yeah, no, Force Friday was cool. I enjoyed it. I mean...
Apparently your wallet did too, Vince.
Yeah, I can't wait. The one thing I actually wanted to buy was the Lego Millennium Falcon, but...
Yeah.
It got sold out fast.
Wrong.
But that's Lego. Those things restock all the time. And I'm sure by the time Christmas rolls around, I'll have one.
Those are just bricks. They can make more bricks.
Exactly, right? Bricks and stickers.
Easy.
No problem. Like, why you look so disappointed?
It's just crazy, these toy things, man.
See, that's why I thought Force Friday was, like, incredible. Like, when's the last time you heard about toys just in the public mainstream scene where, like, to this magnitude, right?
Right.
Where, like, it takes over a weekend.
Three Nerds in a Basement podcast.
Yeah, that's why I was excited. But, yeah. But there you go. That was that.
Cool.
Nice.
So move into Weeks?
Yeah.
Or did you have something else you want to talk about?
I can't follow that story. I was just going to talk about Armika. Like, yo, she can, like, cut a wrestling promo, and then if you, like, do it for 16 seconds, it powers up her attack, and then you can one-hit KO someone.
16 seconds?
Yeah. Her whole wrestling... So, like, she has a thing. You know, like, in Third Strike, when you taunt with Makoto, her attack goes up?
Yeah.
So in this one, her skill is, like, she pulls out a microphone, and she cuts, like, a wrestling promo in the middle of the match, like, talking about her workout regimen.
Yeah.
And then every couple seconds, you'll see, like, a poof, like, a puff of power.
Uh-huh.
Around you, like you're going Super Saiyan, pretty much. Yeah. And if you do it for the whole 16 seconds...
Yeah.
You can be interrupted.
Like, you can't. Oh, yeah, you just get hit, whatever.
But you can, like... It stocks up, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So is this like the Dan Super Taunt?
Maybe, I don't know. But yeah, no, you do it, and it powers her up. And then if you land a command grab on someone with the 16 seconds, it takes off 90% health.
That's quite... I mean, I guess it's worth it.
It'll never happen. Like, it's 16 seconds.
That's... Yeah, that's rough. Cool. Did you want to talk about your week, Anthony?
I did. So, talking about buying games on release date?
Yep.
I have a problem.
Why?
So, as you know, I bought Metal Gear Solid 5.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
On
You were hyped for that
on
game.
On the Xbox One.
Yeah.
Right? And I was like, I'm going to take this game, and I'm going to trade it in and get the PS4 edition.
Okay.
I didn't do that.
Oh, you just bought the PS4.
I just bought the PS4 edition. So now I have two copies of the game, and I spent $200 on Metal Gear.
Oh my god. Why didn't you just trade it?
Because I opened the box.
Yeah.
And then I was like, it's going to be incomplete. This box is going to be incomplete.
Did you buy a physical copy of the PS4 one?
Yeah. So, that happened.
Wow.
But money well spent, because that hand's pretty cool. It's very poseable. I got some stuff I can't watch yet, because it's all spoilers. It's like the making of DVD.
You know what? I heard the true ending is on the DVD.
Yeah, that's what it was for Metal Gear Solid 4, if you got the limited edition. It had the making of, and it had like all the crazy stuff on it.
Oh.
All the crazy spoilers on it.
I don't remember watching that.
I didn't watch it either. I still have it.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, so Metal Gear Solid 5. I don't know. What do you guys want to know about it?
How do you feel about it? How does it make you feel?
This game is the farthest thing from Metal Gear gameplay-wise.
I'm so glad you said that, because I'm like, this is what makes me want to play it.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
So, for those of you who don't know, it's open world. It's, freeform infiltration, I think was the catchphrase.
Yeah, fucking marketing, lead speed.
Yeah. So, you're in Afghanistan and you're in South Africa.
Yeah.
And, or is it North Africa? Whatever. You're in Africa. And how it works is that there are different base camps around the map, and the missions take place within those maps. So it'd be like, oh, go to this base camp because this is happening, save the prisoner, or steal a tank, or do whatever, right? Yes. And so you have the option to, like, go into that place any way you deem fit. You have to scout out things beforehand because there's no radar.
Right.
You get different buddies that help you out. There's, like, four buddies, and there's one that just helps you get around faster. There's one that can take out enemies from long distance. There's another one that can like help you spot enemies in while you're in an area and stuff.
And
you also get to choose your loadout, and this is like one of the only Metal Gear games where I don't feel bad for actually killing people.
Really?
Yeah, because
you felt bad for killing people?
Not like emotionally bad, like, oh man, my score has gone down because I didn't get the stealth camouflage this run because I killed someone, right? and so there are main missions that are side ops. So side ops are just side missions, but those aren't really graded, so you can finish them however you want. So if you're just like, oh, there's a thing full of dudes, I'm just gonna call up my helicopter and do a bomb and run, and then pull out a rocket launcher and just blow everybody up.
Okay.
Right, and you just don't care. But in regular missions, at the end of it, you get graded. And so you get bonus points for no kills, for not getting alerted, for doing all this stuff. Okay. Also, because it is freeform, it is open world, and there's no radar, they added this mode called Reflex Mode. It was in Ground Zeroes. So if you get caught, there's a split second where you can hit the aim button, and you will auto-aim onto whoever saw you. And it goes into slow motion. And if you can take them down before they get out of slow motion, you won't get alerted.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, but you won't get a score. You'll get a score penalty if you use it too much or if you use it at all. Like, if you don't use reflex, you get a score bonus and whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, like, you know how Metal Gear is, like, super heavy on cutscenes?
Yeah.
There's, like, no cutscenes in this game so far.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, you do the prologue. And there's
That's like an hour.
It's like an hour prologue. It's pretty cool. Sets up the world. Sets up a lot of stuff to where you don't need to know what happened in Ground Zeroes. And there's a lot of tapes that you can listen to that you won't have to play Peace Walker to get the gist of the story.
Okay, that was my biggest concern, because I have no interest in going to Peace Walker.
Yeah, so going into the game, you'll be a little bit lost. But eventually the game will unlock cassette tapes, just like in Ground Zeroes, that you can listen to.
Okay.
And then it'll flesh out the story and it'll flesh out the world without you having to actually play Peace Walker.
Cool.
Trying to figure, like, what else? So you can build Mother Base. That's the big thing. So Big Boss had a thing called Mother Base, and it was a place where soldiers can go and always have jobs, and he doesn't work for a country. He just works for whoever hires him.
Right.
Just mercenaries.
Mm.
And how you get people for your crew is that you scope them out with your binoculars. You can see what kind of skills they got.
Mm-hmm.
You either incapacitate them or you can injure them. And then you strap a balloon to them and shoot them into the sky. That part's kind of ridiculous, but...
Kind of?
Kind of, a little bit.
The 80s?
Yeah, the 80s, man. And so, like, eventually you can upgrade your balloon to, like, just... You put a balloon on a tank and it lifts a tank into the air.
I feel like at one point Gajim was like, I really want to use this... You make... Recruit people, but I can't think of a plausible way. So how about we just... Who fucking cares?
Yeah, you launch them into the sky. They get sent back to Mother Base. And then Ocelot interrogates them until they decide to work for Mother Base.
And sometimes it's not successful?
So sometimes it is not successful depending on the weather. So the weather in different areas
can change. Oh, like they won't get there?
Yeah, like they'll launch into the sky and the balloon will just like pop or like they'll miss the catch and they'll just fall to their death.
Oh.
Right? You don't see them fall, but... Like, it'll just be like, oh, unsuccessful, and you lose.
Oh, wait, this balloon, is it like the balloon that they used in... Shit. Was it the...
No.
In The Dark Knight Returns? Sorry, not The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight Rises?
And they launched up and they got hooked by a plane?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same kind of deal.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. That makes more sense.
Mm-hmm. Does it? Does it?
I don't know.
I'm lifting up a tank.
Well, I'm thinking of like a pink balloon with helium.
Oh, it kind of looks like that. No, like, it's actually just looks like it's a round balloon with strings.
And it launches. So they didn't even...
It's the same concept, like you launch a balloon into the air and then they get hooked.
But it looks like a balloon.
It just looks like a balloon.
Like a birthday party
balloon. It looks like a weather balloon.
Okay.
Like, it's like there's stuff coming down off it. Like, it's not a single string. It's not a party balloon.
Okay.
Like, it looks army-ish.
All right, sure.
So a lot of the silliness is in the gameplay, like stuff you hear, stuff you can do to other people.
I'd hope so. It's Metal Gear.
I think, one of the weapons I accidentally spoiled myself on, it's like end game, like you're not going to get it in your first playthrough.
Yes.
Is like the arm of Jehuti.
Oh, cool.
And you launch your arm, and when it hits someone, it teleports them back to you.
I feel like this was used before.
Has it? I don't know. It was in the multiplayer demo for... When the pre-release trailers.
Oh, okay, yeah, maybe that's why I saw it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So, right. So yeah, there's the single player, you can do all that stuff. Then there's the multiplayer aspect of the game, which is base defense.
What is... This game is like every game rolled into one.
Yeah, man, it's crazy.
It's every game except Metal Gear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no F1.
Oh, yeah, I don't know, man, you can get cars, go racing. But
actually?
No, you just drive a car real fast. But, I forgot. Kiefer Sutherland is the voice of Big Boss.
Like he was in Ground Zeroes.
Like he was in Ground Zeroes. He, just like in Ground Zeroes, he says absolutely nothing. Like, he talks in tapes sometimes, but there are whole 5-minute cutscenes where he says nothing.
So they
turn. And it's just, it's just Ocelot and, Kaz just talking at you.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It's really weird. Like, I don't know if this is going to be like people were rumoring or like, oh, it might be a thing where like there's two big bosses and then David Hayter's going to show up. It'll be cool. But like, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, no, it's...
Back to online mode. So there's an online base defense. And when you create your mother base, you can also create FOBs, which are forward operating bases.
Okay.
And you put those are just like out in the ether.
Sure.
Right? And they gather materials for you. So you can upgrade stuff, buy new weapons, upgrade your home base. But those FOBs are vulnerable to attacks from other players online.
Of course.
So what you can do is that when you can either attack or get defend. So when you get attacked, you can go back to your base and you can get attacked. Like, you could be in the middle of a story mission, right? And you can get attacked. So you got to like hop out of there if you want to defend it.
Oh, okay.
So you can either let your base try and deal with it. Like, if you think your base is beefy enough with like turrets you've gotten and people you've gotten, weapons and whatever, you can just let it go on autopilot and then hope for the best. But if you want to go back, you can go back, and then it becomes like 1v1 third person shooter, and it's like you got to sneak past different stuff and you got to find the enemy. You can mark them, but like if they can kill you and like do all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
It's kind of cool. It's really cool. And then, depending on how bad you lose, you can't be attacked for 6 to 24 hours.
Cool. Can you turn this off? This whole
You can. You can just go straight online mode, and you don't have to log in. at all.
Okay.
Right. It's the total. It's totally optional. You mean
straight offline mode.
Huh?
You mean straight offline.
Did I say it? Did I say online?
Yeah.
Okay, straight offline mode. And, but the thing is with forward operating bases, the materials they get help you in the single player game.
Okay. Oh,
so when you're playing offline, you're only getting like, you're getting a lot of resources, but you're not getting 100% of the resources you could get.
But what if I just decide to buy the resources?
I don't know. Like, is there, like, so I heard there's microtransactions in the game.
You didn't see it on the PSN store?
No. Nope.
You can pay like $30 to get credits and stuff.
What?
Yeah.
Shady.
I already spent my time on the game.
He's prepared.
This will come in handy one day. I didn't know that. Okay. But yeah, I guess you can buy it too. There's some microtransaction stuff, apparently. I've like, they don't advertise it in-game at all, so I haven't seen anything.
Okay.
There's a lot to this game. Like Blaven said, it's like every game.
What does it feel like when you control it?
It feels like a super modern third-person shooter. That you can, like, sneak around and, like, stealth is really good. You don't have to hold up to, like, go into wall cover and stuff. Hmm. You just kind of, everything's contextual.
Do they have this snap to the wall cover system?
So, it's not, like, snap to the wall. It's, like, you go up to a wall, and then when you're near a corner, he'll put his shoulder against it. So, you're not, like, back against and pop out.
Man, more games need to snap to the wall.
You're not clawing your hand with 14 buttons to... Damn. There are some, like, more complicated stuff, so, like... You can, you take an enemy from behind and then interrogate him.
Yes.
But while they're interrogating, you can also pull out your weapon. So at that point, it's like, I'm holding this person, then I gotta pull out my weapon, and then I gotta release this button, but not long enough for him to get freed. And then, so I'm holding him hostage, and then I shoot his teammate.
Ah.
And stuff like that.
That sounds like Metal Gear.
Yeah. So that's like the one only confusing portion that I've had so far. I'm not going to talk about story because...
Good.
I think anything...
I don't just, think anybody wants to hear about
anything straight spoilers. I'm just trying to... Like, this game is so overwhelming even to talk about.
When do you think you're going to finish it?
I don't know. So I've put in like 30 hours since Tuesday. And I'm only 21% complete the game, as the completion meter says. So I don't know how much of that is story or how much of that is...
Let's say it's everything. 50%.
50%? Maybe 50%.
All right.
Yeah, I just recently I got to a mission where I got stuck, and I want to go beef up my inventory before I go back and do it.
Cool.
So I've been playing like more Diablo.
All right.
Yeah. But man, that game.
Yeah. No. I do. I'm very interested in playing it.
Yeah. So like the thing is like if you don't like Metal Gear because like you feel the gameplay is not so hot,
yeah.
Or you don't like sitting through movies before you play anything, this is not that old Metal Gear.
Yeah, which is weird.
Like I can like. So I was, like, mulling this over throughout the week. Is it, like, I don't feel that this one... I'm not... Maybe my views will change by the time I finish it. But so far, this one is not my favorite Metal Gear. But I can say it's objectively the best Metal Gear.
Your favorite was 2?
2. Because okay. It's just buck wild crazy.
Yeah.
Where I fight the president on top of the Treasury building with a sword.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I thought 3 would be your favorite, but I guess...
No, 3 is my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that. Yo,
one is mine.
One's yours? Cool, man.
Okay, man.
I thought yours would be acid.
It's all you. Yeah, I thought it was acid.
Non-canon, not made by Kojima.
Never mind.
Acid. You know, I would be with Blaven, though. Acid is the best one.
Oh, I never played acid. What am I going to do?
You're missing out, man.
So, yeah, like, I really like the lunacy, crazy ridiculousness of 2.
Yeah.
And, like, the whole Raiden switch and everything. That was cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, I can say, like, this is objectively the best Metal Gear. Just the way it plays is such an improvement.
It's the best video game.
It's the best video game Metal Gear.
Okay.
Like, if I want to watch a movie Metal Gear, I'll go back to 2. Or I'll go back to 4, technically, like because that has, like, a 2-hour cutscene at the end.
Yeah. Okay. 3 hours. Yeah, okay.
Is it 3?
I think it's 3.
Man.
After you sit through the credits, and then there's, like, another...
Oh, yeah, then there's, like, oh, wait, JK, LOL. Yeah. Here's this dude.
Here's the real ending.
Yeah. That was really cool how they did that. It was like they're going through the credits, and then it had a character that you didn't see in the whole game, and it's like, what? What? Boom! Center of the screen.
Yeah.
But yeah, this game is really good. I can't put it down.
I'll definitely pick it up eventually. I just know if I buy it now, I won't ever get out of my house.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
And I don't want to do that.
What are you talking about?
I want to wait until the weather's like really cold. I'm like, I'm not. It's time to hibernate and play video games.
You can boil water outside. This is the time to stay inside. When it's cold, you go tobogganing. You go snowshoeing.
Anthony, when's the last time we went tobogganing?
I went tobogganing last year. It was great times.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Where?
At my hill, near my house.
That's not a real hill. Come on.
That's the only hill I got, Vince. It's a real hill. It's the realest hill I can get to.
It's like 10 feet.
Yeah. And I build a ramp at the bottom.
You don't even go fast.
Anyway, you go fast enough. Catch some air.
Cool.
So there's a sweet hill in it.
So is that your whole week?
My whole week has been work, Metal Gear.
Work, Metal Gear, work, Metal Gear.
Work, Metal Gear, work, Metal Gear, work, Metal Gear, got stuck, Diablo.
All right. Sounds good.
Diablo's also really good, man.
Yeah.
If you still got... Do you still have Diablo for console?
No.
No. I was going to say, you should play it. It's really good. I just want to go home and play Metal Gear.
That's too bad. Blaven, have you been playing Metal Gear?
No, but I know a lot of people that I know have been.
Okay.
I did a few things the past couple of weeks. I watched Straight Outta Compton.
Nice.
Which I thought was really, really good. And I thought it actually was really funny. And made me listen to a lot of gangster rap music.
Good for you.
It made me realize that, you know, I really feel like I can relate to this movie because it talks about, you know, basically the way I grew up too, you know?
Yeah, you know, yeah, in the hood, in the Philippines.
In the hood, you know? You know what I'm saying? Bro?
No.
But, yeah. Another thing that I did also was that, oh my God, now I forget what I did. Jeez Louise. Oh, I went to Fan Expo.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Yeah, but the big thing about that is that I never realized how much it is to get into those things.
It's expensive.
Fan Expo is like $50.
The thing is, 60 actually.
Oh, but right.
Saturday. No. But they gave us the wristband for free. We signed up for the tournament, which is a magic tournament, and I guess they found that it was too awkward for us to keep coming in and out to get food and stuff.
Yeah.
That they just gave us all wristbands, whoever was queued for that. Mind you, this tournament, the people who are only invited to it are people who have a certain amount of points accrued in the whole year.
Okay.
Meaning that the people who were there were tournament players. Like they go a lot and stuff like that.
It's not public.
Well, Blaven is saying is you got to be top end magic, bro, like I am.
No, the thing is that there are some people who only play twice a week and who are there. They're like, yeah, I'm only here for the promo and the free band.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. But like they just have enough points playing because are they good enough?
No, not that, but they win like 3-0 sometimes, and it's like, you know, every Friday Night Magic they go to.
Yeah, okay.
Right? So like this is attainable. It's not even that big of a deal, right? Like we actually, some people think that the cap should be a little bit higher.
Could I do it?
Yeah, probably if you just played FNM every night.
Sweet.
Anyway, like I sold, somebody bought my promo for $20.
Nice.
The card, a free card that you get.
What was the promo?
It was like Thalia.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
That art looked cool.
Yeah, and you get it. It's $40 to enter. So I sold that, so I only paid really $20.
Yeah.
I got a play mat, and I got a $60 wristband, which I thought was $60.
Oh, yeah. For Fan Expo.
Expo, yeah. I was like, man, this...
Cool.
These things are very, very expensive to get into. So,
and then you gotta... Like, that's the one thing about conventions that always got me. It's like, I gotta pay money to buy stuff.
Yeah, it's like you're paying... Somebody said, that, like, man, you paid this much to just enter a store. But one of the funniest things that happened to me there was that we were playing downstairs, and, like, there was a Harry Potter thing going on for people to go to, like, this weird... I don't know, King's Cross or something. I don't know. It was like something for like people had tickets for. Anyway, as we were playing our match, I was next to a set of doors that was open, and just people were lining up and moving towards wherever they had to go. And every time the people looked in the thing, and like, I told the player next to me, I told him, man, I feel like we're animals. People are just watching us, just looking at us. They're looking into the room like, what are these guys doing? It's like we're attractions or something. You know what I mean?
You are.
Yeah, yeah. But...
That's how it feels like to be famous, Blaine.
That's how it feels like to be famous. But, yeah, no. And, the other thing I did is that I finished... Oh, I'm so late to this. I finished season 3 of Korra.
Wow! I still haven't finished. Wait. Which one was that one? How does it end?
So, season 3...
last one, right?
No,
was that the latest
the second
one?
Last one.
Okay, I finished season 3. I haven't finished season 4.
Yeah, season 3. With, whatchamacallit? The, I forget what they're called... wait, don't tell me.
The bald guy?
What? Yeah, the bald guy. I forget what their group's name is called.
Who does the sickest airbending move in the world?
The Secret Six or something? Is that what they're called?
The Secret Six?
The Sinister Six?
Was it Sinister Six? Was it Suicide Squad? I can't remember. Villains United, maybe. But yeah, they were in it. And those guys were like pretty cool. I remember a time when you guys were just flipping out every week. And I think this was that season, right? Or is it the next season?
That dude's girlfriend dies so hard.
That dude's girlfriend dies the sickest. It was the best death.
With the eye laser, and she gets, oh,
and then so that girl just clamps the helmet on. Like, her armor.
Yeah, she's about to shoot the laser, just clamps a piece of armor around her face, and it blows up her face.
And I'm just like, oh! I was like, oh, that looked sick.
This is a kid show.
But then my friend was like, oh my god, didn't you see that? Korra's crippled. Man, isn't it so crazy? And I'm just like, bro, this happened in Gundam Zeta. I don't even care. I feel so bad for Camille, not her. Like, been done, bro. She's like, what do you mean? What the hell's Gundam?
What's Zeta?
What's Zeta? I'm like, bro, it's been done, bro.
You don't know?
You don't know? But yo, I can't wait to watch the fourth season. The show's sick. But I heard that in the last season, Korra is banned for the other team.
Is she?
She loves Asami or something?
Oh, well, you'll have to see how it plays out.
Okay. Yeah. All
right. They seem to be having like a little bit of a romance right now. So.
Maybe.
A bromance.
Chickmance?
Chickmance. Yeah, that's what I've been doing my week. TV shows, working, and Le Magique.
Very cool.
Le Magique.
There's no Metal Gear in there.
Fuck.
Metal Gear sucks, bro.
Fight.
Metal Gear sucks. Phantom Pain, more like Phantom Suck. Phantom Poop.
You didn't even try.
That's what makes it brilliant, right?
Or Poop Suck.
Didn't even try.
All right, so for my week, I did.
You could have even been like Phantom Pain. What is that? PP? Just like that game. Oh shit! But you didn't.
That's not that much better. Man,
what the hell?
I don't know, it's pretty good.
I don't know.
Dude, I like that one.
That might be even worse.
Nah, that's quality. I like that.
No, that's.
I'm gonna shoot that one out to the listeners. Whoever's joke was better.
Did you really just say PP?
Yeah, PP. Wow. Get it?
Wow. Okay.
Man, I want to kill that camp.
Yeah, I was about to say, dude, with your fucking 8-year-olds.
Man, you just say butt. They laugh all the time. It's good times over there. I'm a comic genius.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad. Yeah. Testing your material with them, sure.
How am I allowed to work with children?
I don't know. No, really, I don't know.
I ask myself
that question. I have no idea.
All the time.
If I had kids, I would not put them in your care.
Do I want to help myself on a story? No, I'll tell you off the podcast.
Okay, sure. All right. Or you can tell us now.
No, this is... I want to be hired.
You're,
at some point in my life.
Officially the worst person.
No, and whatever, stealing people's Stormtrooper dreams over here.
No, but I mean, like, as a radio dude, you just teased a story to the listener. And now they're going to be like, fuck.
All right, fine.
What an asshole. Don't you hate that when that happens?
No, it's fine. Yeah. It's not none of my business.
Okay.
It's none of my business.
Sure.
I'll tell you guys off there.
Okay, sure.
But only you guys.
Sure. Anyways, for my week, you guys already know what I do in the week. I was a scumbag. I sold toys. What
garbage person.
But what did I spend some of that money on, you may be wondering?
Is it Metal Gear?
Nope.
So what the fuck? Why are you even here?
I spent it on new tires for my bike.
Are they metal?
No.
Did you get a Metal Gear for your bike?
No.
Fuck.
So this past week, I had two flats, and I was wondering why the same tire kept popping. I looked at it, and I kind of knew the answer already. The tread is so worn down that... You know when you look at the profile of the tire, it should be round?
Yeah.
Mine was just square.
Cool!
Because it was just flat.
Nice.
Because there's no tread anymore down the center. So every time I would hit something on an impact, it would just pop.
Mom, then that's covering more surface area. That's helping you with the traction.
Yeah, it also gives me more rolling resistance.
Yeah.
So my bike won't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So I went down to the store, I paid a couple dollars, and I got some new tires. They're thinner.
Okay.
They're quicker. They roll better, but they're worse off-road.
Yeah, you just buy road tires?
No. But, I mean, they don't... You know when you look at, like, a regular mountain bike, and
yeah.
You see, like, those square blocks?
Yeah, I got, like, square blocks in my tires. They're just thick.
Mine doesn't have that.
Digging in.
Mine doesn't
have
that. Mine's just, like, smooth with lines and stuff now.
That does nothing.
And, yeah, it's fun. If they work as advertised, I'm quicker. It's easier to pedal. And they're fine.
Did you beat that Olympic uphill time yet?
No, but I do have a story regarding that. So, I was at the base of it, right? And I was getting ready to go. And I was like, this is an easy day. I'm not going for any records. And then I just see, like, this pink flash come up beside me. And
the same 13-year-old girl.
And I'm like... No, this is a woman. I'm like, oh, this lady's going for it.
Finn, she's not racing you.
No, but she went ahead of me, so...
But she's not racing you.
So, oh, yeah, Blaine, you weren't here last week.
Okay.
I have this problem where if someone's ahead of me, I have to be in front of them.
Okay.
So she went ahead of me, and she had this cool bike because it was, like, all white, and she had her tires, the lining on the tires were, like, neon pink.
That's cool.
Her bar tape was pink.
That's cool.
And she had, like, obviously matching pink gear.
Of course.
And she was just powering up this hill, and I'm like, okay, whatever. I bet I could take her. Couldn't take her. Every time I came close, she would look back, and then she would just bolt.
Vince, you're not racing.
Oh, man. We got to the top. We got the lights. Found out she's like this mid-50-year-old woman. I'm like, man, I suck.
Maybe she just has a better bike.
What'd you say? Did you say anything?
I'm like, you're quick. And she's like, oh, I've been practicing for years. And I'm like, damn. Because then I got a good look at her, and I'm like, you're old. You're really old, and you just made me feel so bad about my fitness.
First you're a toy monster, now you're ageist.
Well, I didn't say that to her, but I was just looking, I'm like, oh god, you're old.
15's new 30, man.
I don't know, whatever. But yeah, no, that was my week.
I know how you feel. When I was playing at the World Magic Cup qualifiers, I went 3 wins, 6 losses.
Yeah.
And my opponents, I could tell some of them were vets, because you could see, like, their hands were, like...
The calluses.
Yeah, the calluses from all the shuffling of the cards. That's actually not true, but...
I was going to say, yeah. Holy shit, you must play a lot of magic to get calluses from cards.
But it's crazy, because, stiff, like, cases. You see how these people have, like, progressed so far from doing it so much, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nuts.
Yeah. But it was,
Like, you know... Fun. Like, the way people playing, you know... Like, the people who play Phantom Pain now versus people who've been playing for a week, like Anthony. You know, Anthony's a vet now compared to me.
Yeah. I got Metal Gear in my eyes.
Yeah.
Tattooed it.
Oh, God.
I'm still going to get that tattoo.
What?
I can see you getting so obsessed with it, you actually cut your own limb off so you can feel Phantom
Pain. I can feel the Phantom Pain?
Yeah.
Ooh.
There's a thing, though, in that game where...
I'll cut off your dick. You can tell me.
Feel whoa! Ugh. Cool. Man. That's one... What the hell?
That's your fault, by the way.
Why is that my fault? He said it.
Because you wanted to cut off a limb.
No, I didn't. He said that it was a theoretical situation.
Man, no, but then you're like, I almost want to cut off a limb.
No, I said I want to get a tattoo of an anime thing.
Now we got to mute that. Why would you do that, man?
No, but there's a thing in Metal Gear where if you get hurt and stuff enough, like, you can get scars on your face.
Yeah.
But the scars don't go away. Okay. So, like, throughout the game, you'll get the more you get hit, the more scarred up Snake will be. And so I got, like, all these, like, things where, like, a bullet would graze my ear and, like, part of my ear is gone.
Sounds like you suck at Metal Gear.
Oh, man, yo. There was a boss fight that was no joke.
Is there any way you can continually hurt yourself, like, keep jumping downstairs like I used to? I used to always dive down the stairs and you just go, ooh.
Oh, yeah, so there's no life bar in the game.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's the thing where, oh, I got hurt, the screen gets all messed up, Call of Duty style.
Yeah.
So, like, you can just dolphin dive off of a cliff and then die. Like,
no, I don't want to die. I just want to keep hurting him.
I haven't found a way to just, like, minorly hurt him over and over again.
I
want to
do that.
Can you just drop grenades?
Yeah, but I think that kills you.
I did that for that one game, Metal Gear 3. My life bar was massive.
Oh, so you keep healing?
Yeah, so you keep healing naturally. What did I do, though?
I think I kept, like, jumping down and breaking my leg or something and just waiting. And then
there's a lot of places you can do that, yeah.
Yeah.
But they end up all scarred.
No, it just says in your thing that you had, like, broken limbs.
Yeah, you go to that healing menu, and then you fix your broken leg, and then you spin Snake around a bunch, and he throws up in the game, and then...
Yeah.
No, like, I just waited, because your life bar grows longer.
Oh, if you mean if you heal it naturally?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
So, yeah, it's the way to get, like, the huge life bar.
Cool. Sweet. I think that's it for the show.
Yeah.
Is it?
Any final thoughts, guys?
Go play Metal Gear.
No.
The game's really good. Drop everything.
You clearly have.
I have.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
You look kind of crazy.
Okay, so it's Nita. So I gotta...
You need that fix?
I gotta infiltrate something.
Oh, that's disgusting.
And then I gotta exfiltrate.
That's disgusting.
You know, you're disgusting. You go to infiltrate some stuff, and then you exfiltrate when you want to leave.
What the fuck is exfiltrate?
It's to get out of there. It's like infiltration, but the opposite. Yeah, no, that's the thing. It's like, Snake, we need you to exfiltrate this truck.
That's a real word?
Yeah. And then you go in, and you infiltrate the base, and you attach a balloon to a truck, and you exfiltrate the truck.
Sounds like a really long word.
Exfiltrate.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm gonna start.
It doesn't sound real.
We're going to go to Rimfest tomorrow. I'm going to be like, Vince, let's exfiltrate. And then we're going to leave.
Nope.
You're going to be like, Anthony, let's go. You mean you want to exfiltrate, Vince? And you're going to be like,
ugh. I'll just leave you behind.
He'll just dip.
Yeah.
Vince, I got to exfiltrate your car because we're here.
Whatever, I'm biking there, so.
Oh!
It doesn't even matter.
Your funeral, man.
Your funeral. Whatever, man. I'll work off those ribs.
Or you could just let it turn into fat.
I could.
Why get a Dragostan with you, man?
Yeah, man.
Welcome.
Why?
Welcome to my life.
Why? All right, well, next week, hopefully, we'll have more great stories for you all.
I'll just have more Metal Gear.
More Metal Gear.
Yeah, here we go.
More pro magic level games.
Yay, hello.
And I'll tell you about more kids I screw with toys.
That's what I forgot to talk about.
What?
Magic.
What about magic?
I made a new ADH deck.
What?
Bruna.
Oh, never mind.
The Light of Alabaster.
Good stuff. Bye.
Wow.
Harsh.
Shot down.
Harsh.